Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, is William Regal set for a WWE return? Question mark.
WWE's plans for Sami Zayn, or should I say Sami Uso, are going to break your heart.
It looks like WWE have had a major change of plans regarding the Royal Rumble main event.
And huge backstage praise for Triple H. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news! Sorry, I've just got William Regal behind me, so I'm channeling him.
It's an appropriate background. Yeah? Isn't it? We've just had War Games, we've got a William Regal story to lead off here. Let's dive into this. This comes from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio. Yeah, William Regal might be on his way back to the E, brothers and sisters. This shouldn't come as a huge surprise, I don't think, given his obvious friendship with Triple H and his tenure in WWE before, and you know, a multitude of different factors. But reporting on Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer noted that he believes Regal is only on a 1-year AEW contract. So if he debuted at Revolution last year, you'd imagine that'll be up within the next few months. And on top of this, WWE, at the very least, have discussed the prospect of bringing him back. So that's very interesting to think about. Now, Meltzer notes that Tony Khan can make Regal a better offer. I assume when he says that, he means like a better offer than the one he's currently on.
Yes.
Rather than not necessarily a better offer than WWE, although Tony Khan and his family are richer than God, so he presumably could do that as well. He could probably match it if he wanted to, depending on how much value he thinks he brings to the company and all of that nonsense. But yeah, there you go. That's the story. That's the core of it. WWE have discussed the idea of bringing Regal back. I think a lot of people interpreted that last week's Dynamite as some maybe a write-off for Regal. I didn't personally look at it that way when Jon Moxley said run away and never come back, and he did run away. will he never come back? We'll find out. But I can understand why that was read in that way. And if he's only got a few months on his deal left, well, the stars may appear to be aligning there.
Yeah. I did enjoy people seeing that and knowing it's the week of War Games and going, oh my god, I guess William Regal's coming back to WWE. And I was like, I don't think anyone really signs like 8 months and 12 days deals anymore.
I would like my contract to expire 3 days before War Games.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can say my thing.
Look, this would be a great get for WWE, of course.
Yes.
It was a dumb decision to release him, as we all agree on. But I think he's been sensational in AEW as well. I think the whole Blackpool Combat Club has worked out really well. Yeah. Arguably, it may have run its course somewhat now, like you say, with him aligning with MJF. I still think there's a lot of stuff he can do being in alignment with the devil himself. But, I'm sure Triple H, as part of the top 10 of his list, now I'm in charge, people I'm bringing back, this guy's got to be on there.
Yeah, 100%. I think, to summarise, if I'm Tony Khan, I try to keep him, and if I'm Triple H, I try to sign him.
Yeah. Why can't they just share him? They have him alternate days.
Yeah, show about. Why not? Why not? Well, who gets him on Friday when they do Rampage and SmackDown?
Oh.
Well, Rampage is taped most of the time, so you can just work Wednesdays.
There you go. Boom.
Perfect. We've solved everything.
Plus, I think it may swing things in his factor, perhaps, that his son is obviously in NXT, Charlie Dempsey.
That's a factor, for sure.
Right, let's talk a little bit about Sami Zayn. Sensational stuff over the weekend involving him, Survivor Series, and War Games, of course. But some bad news to bring you. Or it's all bad news, but it's bad news we've probably all anticipated a little bit. Because WWE's plans for Sami Zayn are going to break your heart. As reported by WrestlingNews.co, it looks like the fantasy booking of Zayn versus the Bloodline at WrestleMania 39 is going to be the case. It seems to be the case that it's going to be Sammy and KO versus the Usos at WrestleMania 39, but in arguably even better news, well, certainly improved news that, oh no, he's not going to be in the Bloodline anymore, Elimination Chamber has been pinpointed for a Universal Championship match between Sammy and Roman. Obviously, that takes place in Montreal, Zayn's back garden. What was it they called? Wales?
His backyard. Yeah. Two countries away.
It goes down on the 18th of February, of course. I think a lot of us, you know, may have said, oh, maybe Sami Zayn is the one to go and face Roman at WrestleMania. I think, arguably, this just works out better for everyone. But I think Sami Zayn is doing some of the best work of his career.
Yeah, for sure. I think that this is something that most people, well, I say most, a lot of people with fantasy book would be this exact path. We've done it several times on this channel, this exact path where Sammy has a singles match for the title, fails, but then goes on to WrestleMania and maybe they dethrone the Usos. I think that'd be kind of perfect. Yeah, I love this. I think all the pieces align really nicely. Sammy fighting Roman for the title in Montreal, in his hometown. Like, he's already one of the most over people in the entire sport. In Montreal, that's going to be tenfold. It's perfect babyface stuff, him and Roman there. And you can have Kevin in his corner and all of that stuff. It's really great. I have nothing but good things to say about this. One moderate slight concern, I just wish we had a bit longer to play with.
Yeah.
WrestleMania's not that long away. Look, I think this is an entirely appropriate window for this storyline. Mm-hmm. I think the timing is, particularly given like the way modern attention spans have changed, sometimes we run out of steam before we reach the end. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
We've got a nice, compact, tight window. But I'm just enjoying this so much, I want to live in it forever.
The thing is, in my opinion, the best storyline in wrestling right now.
It is.
And I think, like you say, you've got the scope. It's going to be... they're going to have to try really hard to bugger this up, basically, because it's kind of like the perfect time period and the way things are laid out of, like, you can arguably keep Sami Zayn as part of the Bloodline until, let's say, in and around the Rumble, maybe even... It looks like the Bloodline are going to dominate the Rumble as well, and something goes wrong, and then it all falls apart and he gets murdered by the Bloodline. And then, like you say, Elimination Chamber, and then look, up best friend, up, take the tag titles off the Usos. I just really hope, we were talking about this on the stream on Saturday night, in the interim, we get a Bloodline family Christmas, because it's all I want to
the
see.
Jumpers. I want to see, you know those, like, I think they're an American thing, but those portraits that people think of their families at Christmas, where it's like a black background and they're wearing the stupid jumpers. Run the Jewels did it in the Christmas Effing Miracle video. Do that with Sammy wearing a stupid jumper.
Speaking the one Blue Thunder Bomb I'm going to buy, by the way, that one at Elimination Chamber.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, he's going to win it.
100%, like he's Jun Akiyama or something. speaking of Christmas jumpers, wait till you see what I have up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not arrived yet, but if it does arrive on time, oh, my God. Right, speaking of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, there's been a bit of a change of plan, apparently, regarding the Royal Rumble title fight, main event, whatever you want to call it. I guess the main event will be one of the Rumbles. But the biggest singles match on the card, according to WrestlingNews.co, the original plan was Sheamus was going to challenge for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship against Roman Reigns, and that would be very appropriate given current trajectories.
Yeah.
However, it looks like we have pivoted over and now it's going to be Kevin Owens.
Good.
Which feeds into this wider story that we've just discussed here. So, yeah, kind of keep it brief on this one because we've kind of broken it down already, but it would be quite appropriate. His last singles match with Roman was for the belt at Royal Rumble 2021.
Yes.
Last man standing. You were the golf buggy, the handcuff thing that didn't quite work.
Oh, yeah.
But still a fun time, I think. So, yeah, that's appropriate. I will say that I do hope that Sheamus does get a title fight between now and then.
Got time.
Just do it on a SmackDown or something, like 20-minute main event on an episode of SmackDown. I think that'd be cool. It would pop a nice number. Sheamus is in great form. Love Sheamus.
Yeah.
I love this
year.
He
ain't getting a TLC, so you might as well do it in December at some point.
Exactly. And allow us to take a victory lap for a second, because for years and years and years, I think... we've been sitting here and going, Sheamus is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he's great. Like, he's the most underrated guy in WWE. Why are so many people mum on this guy? Blah, blah, blah. This year has kind of proven that, you know, you let the big man, do what he can do, and he's freaking awesome. So.
Yeah, finally getting his flowers.
Flowers. He's getting his flowers. It's Jim McDonald from Coronation Street.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, let's talk a little bit about Triple H and how the changes he's made are being received backstage. There's a report on the locker room culture and the feelings backstage from Fightful Select. No crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. I've sort of paraphrased the report. You can read the whole thing at whatculture.com in an excellent news post, I'd like to say.
Michael Hamfler wrote this one.
And the full report says, backstage morale has improved significantly. The culture has been changed based on those that we were willing to speak to. Almost everyone said that going to work was much more fun and easygoing compared to the Vince McMahon era. Pretends to be shocked. With one saying that there isn't a perpetual fear. Sorry, I don't know why I laughed at that. It's just a... It's nice to go to work because I don't have a perpetual fear of getting fired for things you can't control. It is a vast improvement over where things were in the summer, and the creative input and ability to improvise were also touted as reasons why things are so good backstage. And it concludes, compared to the last several months, there is still optimism of Triple H's booking and creative, despite there being some hiccups, which you have to admit there have been. But yes, sure. We said this the moment Triple H took over. It is night and day compared to what it... And it's... I don't want to, like, belittle what he's done, but it was so blindingly obvious what needed to be done and so many easy dubs that, yeah, of course people are feeling a lot better. I'm still glad to hear it.
The bar was so low in Vince McMahon's final decade, really. Not just in terms of, like, the on-screen, which is all subjective and you can like and dislike what you want and we can talk about it and it's all fine. But, like, behind the scenes as well, from a talent relations standpoint, people getting their belongings sent home in a bin bag when they've been released. You know, various other situations that arise. Look, it's kind of flogging a dead horse at the moment, but it's still the ultimate punching up in pro wrestling. Vince McMahon was an insane dickhead, and his last few years were atrocious on every single level. We don't have to pretend they weren't. So this is a much better era. Triple H, I find his programming much more logical.
Yes.
It's much more fun to watch because the thing that's cool in your head is probably going to happen.
Yes.
Some hiccups, yeah, for sure. Like, sometimes his baby faces are a little bit too cool.
He's like a jokester.
I'd like a bit more earnestness from a Johnny Gargano and a Mustafa Ali and guys like that. But hey, look, the broad picture is very good and very positive, and I'm very happy with how things have turned out.
Yeah, I think if I'd have been sat here doing the stories that we've just done there under Vince, we'd sit here and go, so the plan right now is KO and Sammy beat the Usos, and then before that, Elimination Chamber, Sammy versus Roman, before that, KO versus Roman. But we'd all sit here sort of kind of knowing that could all change, and it could be almost for all three, to be perfectly honest.
Exactly. Vince could walk in, they could sketch this plan out, right? Going through WrestleMania.
Not there's anything wrong with almost, by the way.
No, he's great. As a big man, love the guy. Yeah. Like, I love big boys, man. Like, no one understands this. Big lads rule.
Yeah.
Satnam Singh kicks ass in AEW as well. But, the thing is, like, they could sketch this plan with Sammy, Kevin Owens, the Bloodline, Usos, Roman, all this stuff. Vince McMahon could just wake up in a bad mood one morning before Raw and go, scrap it all, we're bringing in Goldberg, pal.
Yeah.
Like, and that would be freaking hilarious, don't get me wrong, from a perverse standpoint. But yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, this wonderful slow burn of a story could just be Vince going, no, you turn on him tonight. What? Yeah, Roman's not even here. No, you turn on him tonight.
These full-timers can't sell tickets. Get me Goldberg.
Also, just, apologies for laughing again, but I love the idea of, it's really nice going to work now that it's not on fire.
Yeah, now that it's not hell and I'm being, browbeaten by this insane 77-year-old. Who, lest we forget, paid tens of millions of dollars to suppress allegations
exactly.
of various awful things. So screw Vince.
In summary, thank you, Papa H.
Papa H.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Or, obviously, every week now we post on our YouTube community page, WhatCultureWrestling, on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to that.
What day are we going to do that? What day are we going to do that? You're going to have to keep your eyes peeled. Why'd I tap my head? That's, eyes are in it, I guess.
First question here comes from Nick Johnson, who writes, he sent this to, I was about to say, Alfred. Who's Alfred?
Who is Alfred?
Andrew Pollard. Andrew did some great questions on yesterday, so he missed this one, so I thought I'd pick it up. Nick Johnson writes, given Phoenix seemed less than impressed by Penta using the hammer on Dynamite, do you see a possible death triangle split by the end of Best of Seven?
Yeah, definitely. That's the direction they're heading, and they've been teasing it for a few months now, haven't they? Like, going back to Grand Slam with the hammer, Pax being a bit more devious, Phoenix is like the babyface guy in the middle of this, and Penta's an evil Mother Hubbard.
Yeah.
Always has been. So yeah, they've been teasing this for a while. You could go back and look at various interactions from them and see the little signs. It's actually like a nice, cool, under-the-radar story. It's not really under-the-radar, but it's a nice little story they've been telling, and I'm looking forward to it. I think I like Death Triangle a lot, but I'm ready for the split.
Yeah. I predicted for last week's done, like Alex Abrahantes using the hammer at one point. So I wouldn't rule that out.
Dressing up in his Halloween costume again. Remember that? What an era that was.
Is that this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to go on a list for this year.
Really awful.
But I did like the difference of like Phoenix like using it, like, all right, we'll use it once because they're taking the piss here.
Yeah.
But now he's like, no, he's a good guy generally, Ray Phoenix. But Pax there, when he first did it, going, you flippin' did it!
Yeah, did it, mate! Well done, man! Get my peace pudding now!
Sidra's going to get us afterwards.
He's going to pour a piece putting out over
no,
our
man. He's going to take us down to a biker club.
You have just taken a PJ and dunked it in the Newcastle Brownie.
I can't see.
I'm Alan Shearer.
Maddie with the bikers is our second question of the day.
Jeff.
I've just realised Adam Nicholas, he's editing this.
Sorry, man.
Maddie with the batty, her words not mine, is our second question today. What do we do about our Ronda Rousey problem, she writes. She's got a goo.
Wow, that's strong.
It wasn't good, the match on Saturday, let's be honest.
It wasn't good, but I'm obviously not going to advocate for someone
to
go away or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, the bloom's come off the rose for me since the return, I think. I think it's a bunch of different factors coming together at once. It's that Ronda is no longer the level of mainstream star that she was.
Yeah.
During her original run, she's faded from public view quite a bit, and I think her impact on ratings or lack thereof is consistent with that. It doesn't feel unique or special anymore having her in wrestling because we already had the full year and stuff, so it's not new and fresh. And Ronda's had a few controversies over the years that have maybe dampened our enjoyment as well. She's also had some pretty rough matches, the Shotzi match being the latest example of that. The Liv Morgan stuff wasn't anything to write home about. I will say that I thought the I Quit match with Charlotte this year was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just beat the crap out of each other. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, her and Becky no longer feels like a must happen at WrestleMania.
It's not a main event necessarily. Yeah.
The bloom's come off the rose a bit. I think she needs a rethink. I'm not sure what that involves, but she's SmackDown Women's Champion, so she's clearly not vanishing anytime soon.
Yeah, may call me an optimist. There's still something there. When I love the dynamic of her and Shayna Baszler together.
Yeah,
and they're just being unbearable, like, which ankle should I break? There's something there.
Yeah.
There's something there, but yeah, the match with Shotzi wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's just real simple. I think you just, for the time being, just re-establish her as a killer. Have her do, not necessarily at the Elimination Chamber, what Shayna Baszler did at Elimination Chamber, which is still one of my favourite things they did under Vince McMahon. Just beat everybody. Except Becky, of course. Have her snap some more arms in the interim. Not actually.
Not shoot.
I saw the scan of supposedly Raquel Rodriguez. It was just an elbow. Yeah. I don't know if it was hers. I don't know about that. But just have her beat people really quickly and just be dominant until WrestleMania when she finally faces Becky Lynch and drops the title to her. And then after that, I don't know, but
it's tough. It's a tough situation.
It's not been great.
Do you reckon they could rehab her by doing another, like, Charlotte feud? I know we've been there already, but I don't know. That match was really awesome.
Yeah. Just do what she does with Charlotte with other people.
Yeah. No, boom.
Shoot. Like, the thing in the interim as well, if you do have, it's going to be a very condensed thing and also might kind of muddy the waters of the Sami Zayn thing, I realise as I say this. But her versus Shayna before WrestleMania could be really tasty, because they're mates and they'd kick the crap out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Tuna Gaming pointed something out that I thought could bring our attention and ask your thoughts on it. Around War Games and the Women's War Games match, obviously the babyface team won, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, et al. But Tuna Gaming says, did you see the look that Alexa gave Bianca Belair after the match? Here's a picture. This is something that I've been pointing out for a while.
I don't think I've seen this photo.
It's been one of those things where every time people have been saying, God, Alexa looks like she's really not arsed about this feud. And I was like, I really think Alexa's far more of a professional than you're giving her credit for. She's not just like, oh, well, the camera's not going to be on me, it's going to be on Bianca here.
Yeah.
Like, there's something there. I think she's going to be the next opponent for Bianca Belair. Yeah. I think she, in the interim between now and the Rumble, that's who my money's on.
Yeah, I think they've been working towards something, at the very least, with Alexa, maybe going back to some kind of old heel persona. They had the flash of the Bray Wyatt butterfly thing during the entrance a few weeks ago as well, and there have been some other teases too. So, yeah, I definitely think they're going down somewhere. There's a frosty photograph of her and Becky in the cage as well, actually, in the entrance cage from this weekend that bears repeating too. So I think they'll go down that route, and I think it'd be a good idea. I think that the kind of goddess of WWE version of Alexa Bliss is the best version of Alexa Bliss. Maybe they'll go down the Bray Wyatt route as well, and we'll see what comes of that. She could be Auntie Howdy, I guess. Auntie Howdy. The ghost of the woman who sold the world, of course. So there's lots of different stuff you can play with. I think it's a sensible direction.
Yeah, I think this is far more than a case of just boo-boo face, especially because normally you don't associate a boo-boo face with winning at one of the big four pay-per-views.
Yeah, exactly, and being consistently quite well pushed and on TV every week. Yeah,
and she's a consummate pro, so there you go. Finally, let's move on to today's and finally, and shout out to Reddit user WideProblem4450.
All right.
I'm not going to make you guess what the photo is now, but I think it's amazing, this. I always love seeing stuff, and I know people regularly do this, but an AEW-themed wedding cake. Look at that.
Oh, wow. That is sensational.
Wrestling-themed wedding stuff is very close to my heart. My wife and I walked into the, you know, like, please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Wilborn. At my wife's decision, not mine, not my decision, Stone Cold's thing. Glass shat as we walk in. Middle fingers to the new mother and father-in-law and what have you. So, yeah, wedding-themed wrestling stuff's great, but this is really... I don't know how you cut it, is my only question.
Yeah, I've no idea. I want to know what's in, like, the posts and
It looks like licorice, doesn't it? But that'd be weird.
It's a work of art. It's a good job. It's one of those cakes that looks so good you don't really want to, like, damage by eating. But you got it, because it's your wedding.
Yeah.
You know, a little slice. You got a slice.
Good stuff. Hang on. Good stuff, Reddit user.
Wide
problem 4450. Which is something I'm encountering as we head towards Christmas.
It's something that I encounter every day of my life, brother.
Just
get the Burger King. The answer is always
selection selection boxes. And then like a month of just, do you want chocolate? Yeah. First thing in the morning. Go on, then.
I love it. You unwrap it, it's 10 a.m. You're like, I could have beer. Why not? Let's go.
I saw those beer advent calendars. Like, you meant to eat them with your breakfast.
It's my favourite time of year, man. Every single year. I love it. We game it as well. We game it in our household because we have Christmas Day, obviously, but we have like 3 days of just chaos. We always have like a big, like, picky tea on Friday, where we have loads of stuff on the table, family deal. And then on Saturday, we have our second Christmas because my sister's boyfriend comes over. He's spending the day with his family. He comes over. We have a second Christmas dinner.
Do you know what my best Christmas present is going to be this year?
What's that?
When you debut that Christmas jumper on the news. Oh, I can't wait for that.
I hope it arrives before we depart, because it's coming from America. And sometimes the shipping is a bit dodgy. The Atlantic Ocean's quite a busy motorway.
Plus, also, sometimes I've done that before and got like sleeves that are like, oh, cool. Yeah. I guess this is a t-shirt. But it's going to be great, trust me.
It's the best. I also bought a Christmas shirt this weekend. Absolutely disgusting, and I will be wearing on Thursday.
Fantastic. Well, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to be reviewing AEW Rampage, baby, and looking ahead to Monday Night Raw and all the fallout from Survivor Series. We'll hear on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. They can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey, VAR sucks then, now, forever.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's never good.
It was only good when it knocked Germany out of the World Cup in 2018.
When it conspires against your enemies, it's good.
Yes,
I like Germany. He doesn't.
Adam Wilborn for me.
Stuff. It's not like,
oh, by the way, commiserations to our Canadian viewers on a bloody good go at the World Cup. We were all rooting for
39-year-old Atiba Hutchinson, midfield. I love that. He played for Copenhagen against Aberdeen, a game I was at like 15 years
Jeez.
ago, and now he's in the World Cup. Mental.
Love it.
Shout out to him, that's awesome.
At Adam Wilbourn for me, at What Culture WWE for all of us, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.